Daf mem aleph amid aleph. The less leg you do, they she'ain svasa gavoya. Its lip is not high. She'yu hamayim amukim echol svasa. That the water should be deep next to the lip. Kamo me'emsa, like it would be in the middle. The kamin she'ain amukim sham, since it's not deep there. Ki mati samach l'svasa, when it comes close to the edge. No it's raglav bekarko. He sticks his feet into the ground. The chayfer, and he's digging umemacha ha'ofer, and he is basically mushing around the dirt, the soichamayim, into the water, but dummy lemin gabal, and it's as if you're mixing together and making an losh, the melach of losh. The linira, and Rashi's own shot, he wants to say, is the isle gedude is shari, the reason that if it has lips coming up from the ground, it would be higher than the ground would be permitted. The lo dami l'nahar, it's no longer comparable to a river. El l'kli, it's comparable to a vessel. The lesli gedude is dami l'nahar, but if it has no lips and edges coming out of the ground, then it does look like a river, and the asr would be forbidden. Sheniach yadav shehayu roichetz mishum tznias, because he was washing in. When he was washing, he put his hands there. Mishum sneez, because the reason he was doing it was because he wanted to be more modest. Inoga ba'oma, in the private parts. It causes the person to get a little bit heated up. Ubaladei kerin is going to come to having an improper emission. This was the sin that the Dara Mabel was doing. Mutsim shecha zera levatola, that we might see the zera levatola. As it says, hishchas kobasar, that they were being mashchis, and mashchis loshen of being mashchis the zera. Kibaleshes asu lahad Rabbi Yevol, they were considering that which Rabbi Yevol was doing. Baleshes is chayolos, is soldiers, gaiyis habalair, an army which comes to the city. Al shem shemechapsin ubolshin is the ear, karele baleshes, since they are searching around and around the city and checking for different things and the spoils, they are called the baleshes. Which is indeed the modern Hebrew as well, a balash. Bishat for investigating cop. Bishat shalom kagoyin shehu shal oisamalchus, for example, they are from the, it's a local army which is going through the city. Kilo koifer nanira shehu boish medover, because it seems as if he is embarrassed over the fact that he has a bris. Kinachas l'nahar, when you go into the, river. Panav kalpe hanaris, so therefore facing the river. If enkan mishum sinas, since there's no modesty, then it's also luchsosos, it's forbidden to cover up your bris milo. Kiselak upanav kalpe amen, now his face is facing the people. Mutar me, he's permitted to cover up the milo because of modesty. Rebizera zokif, the chayish l'derav, he was worried about rab shalu yirik koifer, he should not seem like he's being koifer in the bris of Avraham Avinu. Mishtamit hayyori liyorislo, he was afraid to be seen by him. Shem Navi Bar Bezer Lemesik Laharad Yisrael, because Bezer wanted to make Aliyah Teretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda lo spirulei. Rabbi Yehuda didn't want him to. B'yari pen gigzer alov melelech, and he was afraid that Rabbi Yehuda would command him not to go. B'velo yuvo b'shama yu ad yom pekadati. Bezer Amalach Bezer explains to the pasuk as the high crow, but klisharis was talking about, because it was talking about the klisharis, the base mixers vessels which were taken to Babel Karmi. The Shnei Nayon the Gezer, as we say over there at the end of Mezachas Ksubis. To wash my head, the kamer lahu b'loshen hakodesh, and he's using loshen hakodesh. Pislu pumaychu, the yichnas hevel based on merchas l'sochakuf, and therefore the steam of the bathhouse will enter the body. The yotzi hevel shall say, I will take out the steam and the hevel of his sweat. The eshdu min hamayim chavim, and drink from the hot water. But feel lahuchmo elo rechitzim, if they're only heated up for washing. In the bathhouse, by feeling lashon hakodesh, even using lashon hakodesh. Havla nemerchatz anichnas derech hapeh, the steam of the bathhouse, which is going in through the mouth. Mapek havla d'zeh, takes out the, that's what's causing the sweat to come out. Velo halach dal amos kodesh yashim, before he goes to sleep. Markavas enem misakelas, doesn't digest lasel zevot in order to be able to move your bowels. Reach ra reach hapeh, that's a bad smell from your mouth. Reach zuma kol gufo muzuham b'zeh tamid, whole body is always disgusting and smelly from the sweat. It doesn't help anything. It strengthens the metal. Al gabe chavis al shulav, and it's a bottom, it's stolen, and it's side. It doesn't go inside of it. Masnissen, the Mishnah. Molyer Hagarov Minagacholim Eboyom, that you have swept out the coals from it while it was still Erev Shabbos. Shaisen Mimemo, but Shabbos, you drink from its water on Shabbos. Abishokum Uktas, even Machmasakli, even though it gets heated up a little bit from the heat of the actual walls of the vessel, because it's not considered as if it's adding heat. It's only watching and keeping the heat that it had already so it shouldn't cool off. The Gemara is going to explain that a molier has the water inside and the coals on the outside. These are primitive samovars. Kalisha Yeshbel, base kibble. Cotton has a small, it's a vessel, has a small receptacle. Eitzel doifel mimbachot's next to the walls on the outside. Mechuber lo attached to a nice and sham kacholim. And there you put the coals. V'amayim b'kibulu ha-kotel. And the water is in the large receptacle on the inside. Rabbi Sam Afarshim and my Rebbeim explain. Molir Shnei Shulayim has two bases. Vantichi beidudi. And then the Tiche Beidudi has a wall in between them. But linear, lehepechem, to me, Rashi says it seems the opposite. Dim Kain, because if it was correct, they should say that the water is on top and the coals are on the bottom. And further, when the Choshta, the Tony Ben Tiche, the bronze, copper, well, aspect of it says, by Tiche, Loshen Shulayim, him is something which implies something on the base, Vehain Oimri Loshen Nechoshis, and they say it's Loshen Nechoshis, Veshani Nechoshis Mecheris, and that copper is different from earthenware. And Dichim the first Gemara, the Gemara will explain it. Gemara, Bekiri, Chalal Yish Bekiri, there's a little hole in the Kira, Eitzel Chalaleha Shah Gacholombo, next to the hole where the coals are found, Umayin Nesunim Bechalola Hasheni, and in this second hole in its indentation in the walls of the roof of the Kira, they put water there. They forgot the dummy of the molier, even though it's comparable to a molier. Mio Kira Doifna of the by Kira, the walls are very thick. Va'or Tadr B'Seichon, there's always a fire in there, Kalim B'Sechon the whole week. But Doifna Cham Ma'od, and the walls are very hot, and waste of Hevel B'Mayim, and they're adding heat into the water. Va'afel Bishik Gufam Mekacholim, and that's even though it's been swept out from the coals from the Kira. Beidu the Yerig Gedoyla Oisin L'Shtei Shulayim, you have a big pot, you make two bases worth, and Oisin Gacholim in Shneim. He put the coals in between the two of them, but my malo yoinim, and the water is on top. Vakolshikin, the big kiri, also the kiri, also good, precious explanation, toksha or tadarbo, since you have fire there all the time, but there's an oven, the walls are thick, marsich, it heats it up, it boils it up. Aval beidudi lo shahari lo hukamulier, because it's like a mulier. Shinachushtu nechesh shalah, it's bronze. Aval beyarish and nechesh, we're talking about a bronze copper pot. And it's a more of a conductor of heat, and therefore it's hotter. By Neomar, I say the chush is lashon shalayim, that the chushness means the base. The chsev yan hashafik nechashtecha, but lashon shalayim mishnas nechashdul shaltaner mevsechas kelim also. You see over there, it's talking about the base. B'shani antichim memolir widen mitoch shalayim mechusim, since the base is covered, choymim mishtarme, the heat is watched more and keeps more. Even though you've swept out the coals. First pshat, Rashi was explaining according to his Rebbe's pshat earlier in the Rashi. Masnisen, hamecham kumkum kumkumos shalchamen is a hot kumkum boiler like samivar. Shepinohu kulam masnisen mefarish begemara. All the whole mission will be explained in the Gemara. Gemara, my kamer, my pinohu. What does it mean when it says pinohu? My lo yitin. What does it mean when it says lo yitin? Behad the armor. Then it says afterwards avul nisin. So what does all these words in the Mishnah mean? Mem aleph omid beis v'alo metzarif kishikli metechas cham, when a metal kli is hot, v'naisan sochotzoni, you put cold water into the mechazkim as a kli, it solidifies and hardens the walls of the kli. V'zuhi gemar malachas hatzarfin. This is how those who are forming metal klis, that is the final process of it. Shavasisas ha'or mefafa also v'karvli shavar, because the heating of the heat makes it like bubbling and it's close to breaking. V'mayim metzarfin pipuov, and the water will combine together the bubbles that make it solidified, which is called solder, but it sounds very much like soldering. Shepinahu, mashma shepinahu la'atzmoy me'al ha'or, means that the language implies that you took it off the fire. Aval etzara shepinahu mimenu ha'chaymen, that you took out from it the hot water. Hachi itmar, lo shano dipinahu shari, losses esochotzane, that if you took it out, you could put in the cold water. El shir lehafshir. Below the tzarif, and not enough that would cause it to do the tzirif of solidifying the walls. Kedoyin shalom alo kula, for example, you didn't fill all of it. Rav mashmalei pinahu kirav, and Rav thinks that kiravada, and Rav thinks that understood the lashon of the mission of pinahu like kiravada. Shepinu mimenu chamed, that you took the hot water out of it. Afilu shir le tzarif, shimilo kula, you filled up all of it.